It's Monday, October 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday morning from the world headquarters of InfoWars here in Austin, Texas. We got a lot of videos to show you, lots of things to talk about over the weekend. We'll of course be taking your phone calls as well. A lot of politics, I guess. Is it how long are we from the election? 2 weeks and one day, right? Is it really that close? We are really in the final hours here, and things are getting a little bit insane. Trump's working at McDonald's. Things are getting wacky. 14 days, 15 hours, 52 minutes, 55 seconds until the beginning, I guess, of Election Day. And then who knows when we'll actually get responses, when we'll actually get results from the election, and whether they'll be trustworthy. We'll get into some of that. Some of the just, I mean, at this point, it's like the whole system is just broken beyond repair to the point that it's like a car that's been totaled and you're just replacing the absolutely necessary parts to keep it on the road, but the whole thing is just smashed to pieces. We basically don't have an election system at this point, with the mail-in ballots and the overseas ballots and the five-day waiting time and the voter rolls in Michigan that are more numerous than the number of people there. It's just, it's all complete nonsense. And so I guess the question now is, can they pull the steel off? Can they overcome the massive and continuing to rise flood of newly converted Trump supporters? Well, we'll look at all of that evidence. And of course, as I said, take your calls throughout the show today. Excuse me. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your daily dispatch for Monday, the 21st of October, 2024. From InfoWars.com, Trump takes massive lead in key forecast for first time. The Hill states that Donald Trump now has a 52% chance of winning as opposed to Harris's 42% chance. The Hill states the change reflects as Trump's improved polling averages in Wisconsin and Michigan, which had previously leaned towards Harris. Donald Trump has opened up a 10-point lead over Kamala Harris in the Hill's election forecast carried out in conjunction with Decision Desk. The model predicts that as of Sunday, 52 versus 42 for Harris. Again, we'll get into this. The neck-and-neck ties and how the entire election will once again come down to about four or five swing states, and in particular, a couple major population centers within those four or five swing states. And there happen to be a few statistical anomalies exclusive to those states and just those states, including the massive rise in undocumented migrants being dumped there by the hundreds of thousands. As well as, of course, the mail-in ballot nonsense and the proclamations, advertisements. They're telling us. Basically, they are telling us what they're doing. They're telling us that, well, in these particular states, we're going to see another delayed vote count. It may be a couple days until we get all of the overseas votes and all of the mail-in votes counted. It doesn't make any sense. It does make any sense because the whole thing was shattered on purpose, was destroyed deliberately by design in 2020 with just completely arbitrary changes to the election procedure, which have never been reversed and never been organized to actually provide for a legitimate and trustworthy count. Moving on, MSNBC melts down over Trump working at McDonald's, asking, what is the logic behind this? Saying, quote, it's a stunt. He appears to be not well, and he's engaged in some really bizarre types of activities during his campaign. This might just be the first time they've ever actually seen somebody work. They might just be confused at the concept of working a job. They're just like, what is he doing? There's a thing he's wearing, an apron? What is that? What is that? My servant never wears an apron when he brings me food from the restaurant. They're very confused. They're pretending to be very confused by this. The fact is they were once again just beaten. They were beaten savagely in the game of public relations. That was amazing. We'll show you some clips from that. Meanwhile, China prepares for war. That's a headline across, well, Asian media, at least. It's one of those things that hearing it over the weekend, especially seeing Alex Jones talk about it, it's like you'd think this would be a big deal. You'd think our primary geopolitical enemy, in a real way, not just the one they beat the war drums against like Russia, but, you know, China, the one that could actually go toe-to-toe with for a while, talking about imminent World War III, North Korea blowing up the bridges between North and South Korea as a prelude to war, these massive war games around Taiwan. You would think this would be of concern for the American media, but it's not, actually. And there's only one story that I saw reposted about four times on MSM and a few other places. It all says the same thing. There's no curiosity about this. No, it's not going to have reverberations of any sort anywhere in the world. You'd think there'd be more attention on this. I'll tell you what's happening. Chinese President Xi Jinping expected a People Liberation Army missile brigade this week, calling on his troops to strengthen their deterrence and combat capabilities. This came against the backdrop of the latest military exercises around Taiwan, whose large-scale maneuvers have been seen by authorities as another provocation by the People's Republic of China. Separately, Vice Chairman of China's top military body, Zhang Yuxia, met with Russian Defense Minister Andrei Belousov and said bilateral relations had reached their highest historic level and that the Asian giant wanted to continue working with the country. The Russian minister was in China on an official visit where the war in Ukraine was one of the main topics of discussion. Again, we'll get back into that, but meanwhile, on the other fronts of wars overseas, Israel airstrikes Lebanon and Gaza in their war with Hamas and Hezbollah. Israeli airstrikes have hit over 15 buildings in Beirut, targeting a Hezbollah-linked financial network, apparently. Israel's foreign minister said the country would keep hitting the militant group until it collapses. Since Israel ramped up strikes against Hezbollah last month, at least 1,800 people have been killed across Lebanon. Hezbollah operations more or less completely unimpacted. Because it's not about that, because it's about killing civilians. They're really, really good at that. And we're going to continue to talk about this. There's a lot of warnings coming out that Israel is about to launch a giant attack against Iran. Iran is then publishing videos showing their training activities where missiles are being used to show that they can destroy the nuclear stockpiles of Israel. Everything could blow up very, very shortly unless we chose to stop it at any moment by putting our foot down, but we're not. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will leave today for a high-stakes trip to the Middle East as the U.S. seeks to advance long-stalled negotiations to bring back the hostages and end the war in Gaza. They don't care. No, that's never even been a remote concern of the Israelis, but sure, we'll go through that song and dance again. Let's pretend that charade is legitimate. And finally, we have this. Defense Secretary Austin arrives in Ukraine amid Russia gains an imminent U.S. election. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin arrived in Kiev on Monday as the future of U.S. aid to Ukraine hangs in the balance of the imminent U.S. presidential election and as Russia continues to make small but steady gains on the battlefield. Austin met with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and Defense Minister Rustem Umerov in Kiev to discuss Ukraine's weapons needs and how the U.S. can continue to support the country's military over the next year, the secretary told a small group of reporters traveling with him to Kiev on Sunday night. So that's your daily dispatch. You've got war brewing over Taiwan with China. You've got Anthony Blinken in Israel pretending to negotiate something about the hostages. They just killed the person they were negotiating with, so wonder how those talks are going. And Anthony Blinken in Ukraine, where despite hundreds of billions of dollars and every week or so another injection of $500 million of equipment or material or just straight cash, they are collapsing under the weight of the Russian counteroffensive, and it's not going well there. So America is essentially just sending out their little angels of death all over the world to get the pieces in place for a massive, potentially world-ending conflict of World War III. And yes, it really is that. It really is that crazy. And I was watching Alex's show yesterday on Sunday. And as always, I mean, it's sort of a regular thing, and I get it. The frustration at, like, how much attention is being paid to Donald Trump making French fries. Like, okay. And I get a little frustrated, too. I mean, there's some days where you go on X or Twitter, and it's just the same post over and over and over and over, 1,000, 10,000 times, the same thing. It's Trump in an apron. It's Trump with French fries. It's Trump with... And it's like, okay, all right, we get it. It was cute. That was fun. And it was great. It was very fun to watch. Very, very Trumpian. Very typical. Very hilarious to watch the leftists spaz out about it. But of course, Alex is making the point. You know, China's about to launch World War III. You know, Russia is advertising the fact that it's changed its policy on nuclear deterrence to allow for first strike against a nuclear-armed country getting directly involved in Ukraine, while simultaneously NATO-linked nuclear-armed countries are getting involved in Ukraine, like France, who is promoting this new concept of Ukrainian victory. I don't even know what it's the Ukrainian victory plan, whatever they call it, but it's basically Ukraine saying, you're either going to let us join NATO or we're going to do nuclear research and really cause trouble.